starring Tommy Rettig as Jeff Miller. Jan Clayton as his mother, Ellen. George Cleveland as Gramps. And, of course, Lassie.
First my back, then my bunion. It hurts like it's gonna rain. Say, I got no time for playing. Now go and dig yourself up a bone or something.
Not today, girl.
Mom?
What is it, Mr. Miller?
Can I go outside with Lassie for a while? She's bored.
Have you finished cleaning your room?
Well, I'm not in the mood for cleaning now.
I'm not in the mood for baking either, but I have to do it if you're going to have any cake for supper.
Can't it wait till later?
No. Now, the sooner you get finished, the sooner you can go out. Isn't that a simple solution?
I guess so. Seems like nobody has any fun around here anymore.
Oh, I know. I know. It is a cruel world.
Just take it easy, Daisy.
And this stuff of Doc Weaver's will heal that cut like magic. Lassie, what's got into you today? You know I don't feel good.
Chasing the mouse, it's all right. Lassie, keep quiet, will you? Don't you see you're getting her all nerved up? Oh, Lassie, go away. Now see what you made her do. Oh, dear, all that work for nothing. My back's hurting me and my bunion is killing me. Where's that tarnation hammer? Dagnabbit, where's Jeff?
Oh, no. Oh, Dad.
What's the matter now?
My cake, it's ruined.
That looks all right to me. Where's Jeff?
Straightening up his room.
What'd he do with my hammer? He had it last night. I can't understand why people don't put things back where they find them.
Unless I'm mistaken, here's your hammer.
Well, what's she doing with it?
She probably brought it from the chicken coop. I think somebody left it there yesterday when he was fixing the wire.
Oh. You ought to stop sticking your nose in where it don't belong. Now, I don't need no screwdriver. I don't need your help either.
Oh.
You're nothing but a troublemaker.
Dad, what happened?
What's the matter?
Plenty's the matter. Look at that. I'll probably lose the nail.
Let me see it. Oh, you did give yourself a whack, didn't you?
It's all on your account, too.
Oh, Dad.
Look at that. Turned black already.
Come on in the house. We'll put something on it.
It's too late to do anything about it now.
It's all right, girl.
That's right. Coddle her.
Now, honey.
Sometimes I think that dog means more to you two than I do.
Once in a while, it just seems as though everything goes wrong, and Gramps is having one of those days.
I sure hope it's just one of them. It'd be terrible if he stayed that way.
Yeah. Oh, Ed just brought the pickup back, Dad.
Good.
Hey, where are you going?
I'm going out.
Bring it here. Come on. Where are you going, Gramps?
Can't a man go out without everybody kicking up a fuss? Don't you try to make up. I ain't in the mood. And I don't know when I'm coming back either.
It's my fault, I guess. I should have sided with him instead of Lassie.
Both could have been a little more considerate.
Yeah. We sure must have hurt his feelings.
Afraid we did. Jeff! Have something for you.
Oh, thanks, Mom. That's a plain-looking cake. What kind is it?
Yeah, I think you'd call this a fallen angel cake. Oh, poor Dad. All the troubles he had today, and then I had to scold him, too.
Looks like there might be a storm coming up. The wind's blowing pretty hard.
Yes, I hear it.
Well, supposing there is a storm. If Gramps gets caught in it, he'll catch a cold.
You're right. And this weather isn't going to help his bait nor his bunion either.
That's all for you, girl. Well, he headed toward town. Don't you think maybe I'd better try and find him? I know he'd come back if I told him how sorry we all are.
Oh, that's very sweet of you, Jeff. But you don't have to go out. We can telephone.
What if he's not near a phone? Anyway, wouldn't he come back a lot quicker if I went after him?
Mm-hmm. Maybe you're right.
Well, I'll go right now.
Jeff, be careful. There's going to be a storm. I don't want to have to worry about your being out in it, too.
Okay.
Take your jacket.
No, Lassie, you'd better stay here. Gramps will get his dander up if he sees you around.
A day for everything to go wrong. Man can't even piss without interference. It's gonna be a humdinger, too.
I just feel so guilty about letting him go off mad like that. I'll never forgive myself if any... Yeah. Well, keep trying, Aunt Jenny. Bye-bye, dear. Yes? Oh, Jeff, did you find him?
I've looked all over town, Mom. Nobody's seen him. What are we going to do? Where do you suppose he went?
Oh, I wish I knew, dear.
You don't think he'd go away to stay, do you?
I don't think so. Where are you?
I'm at Mr. Jensen's store. Maybe I'd better go look some more.
No, Jeff, I want you and Lassie to come right on home.
Lassie? Well, she's not with me, Mom. I left her home.
Lassie hasn't been here since you left, Jeff. Oh, she's probably out looking for Gramps.
Mom, I gotta find him.
You come home. Now, I'm troubled enough as it is without having to worry about you, and I told you that.
But what if something's happened to him?
I'll call Sheriff Billings right now. Now, hurry home before this storm breaks.
Okay.
Oh, Jenny, Ellen again. Get me Sheriff Billings, would you? Yes. No, he hasn't come home yet.
Get this thing off me. There's only one thing to do. Send Lassie for help and hope they get here before this storm gets worse.
I ought to send a note, tell them where we are.
There's a scrap of paper and a pencil inside.
Terror and growing worse.
They're all out in it, Jim, all of them.
Jeff, too?
He should have been back in town a long time ago.
Now, Ellen, there's no sense in worrying yourself sick about it before we know they're in trouble. Don't you think we better go look for them?
But where? Where could they be?
That's what we gotta find out. Here.
Oh, Jim. There's a little pond where Dad used to like to fish. You don't suppose it...
Let's talk about it in the car. Come along. Take us to Jeff, Lassie.
Go on, girl, go on.
George.
Oh, it ain't so bad, but what little tape won't fix soon as Doc Stewart gets here. You know, I'm just a stubborn old fool, taking out my temper on that poor dog when all she was doing was trying to help me.
Oh, you didn't mean it.
Well, I don't deserve all the things she done for me today.
But, Dad, she knows you love her.
Thank you, Lassie.